actually prefer to think of myself as an asset relocation specialist.
Well, we almost pulled it off, despite what everybody thought.
We weren't picked to succeed, you know that, right? We were all chosen to fail.
Yeah, I know that. Worst part of it is they're gonna blame us for the whole thing.
And they can't have people knowing the truth. We're the patsies, the cover-up. Don't forget, we're the bad guys.
Suicide Squad, 2016, David Ayer's shit show of a movie.
What the fuck?
Yeah, this movie was bad.
Bro, relax, relax.
Why did you pick it, Jordan? Let's just start there.
Well, it's part of my theme, so you're going to have to figure it out.
All right, well, I'm here with Tony.
Woo, Tony. So,
I'm sick of this shit movie I just watched.
He's actually is sick. So let me just reset that because people don't want to hear coughing, mate.
I'm going to cough.
I'm here with Tony.
I'm sick. I'm this fucking movie I just watched.
No, Tony, you're not doing that.
That's funny.
I didn't like this movie at all. I fell asleep in it. It was not a good movie.
Who?
Are you being serious?
Out of all of us three, who watched this at the cinema?
Me.
I did.
So we all three of us did. And were all three of us disappointed?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just watching Tony chewing on a goddamn cough lolly, acting like he's not going to make noise. So, yeah, this podcast is already off the rails, and just like this movie was. Like, I don't know if you guys know much about...
Yeah, so bad, guys. Are you serious? Because we've watched way shitter movies than this.
I don't know. I think way this one takes shitter. A cake. For sure,
oh
this movie
my god!
Before.
All right, well, we better get stuck into it then, because you's
okay.
Are you serious? You subject me to Hudson Hawk, bloody fucking all kinds of shit.
Yeah, it's true.
And I suggest
Hudson Hawk
one
wasn't
like
2 hours long.
That's true.
Yeah, but at least this had enough shit going on in it that you were intrigued. You know what I mean?
Like holy, repetitive as hell.
Yeah. Holy Christ! Right.
Before we go strangle each other. Actually, this banter was better than the banter in the actual Suicide Squad movie, so
no,
it doesn't seem as forced. Do you guys actually know this movie is an Oscar-winning movie? Would that surprise you guys?
For makeup.
That's insane.
I'm sure it won Razzies too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how good, like, the Killer Croc did look good. Like, let's be real. He did look good.
If it was a shit character, it wasn't developed.
We'll get into it, Shane. Jesus Christ.
Okay, so let's get to the cast. I was thinking... There's something we can do. So we have two categories, good and bad.
Okay.
There's no like all right category. All right. So we all can agree that Margot Robbie was good.
Oh my God. Margot Robbie was the best.
What do you think, Tony? He just made a noise.
Overacting.
Overacting.
Margot, if you're listening to this, I know you don't have time for a lowly podcast like this. Don't listen to Tony. Don't listen to what Tony says. Believe in yourself.
Is it good or bad? I want to hear you say it.
Well, it's good.
You have to pick out of the two. It's good. All right.
But I think it's overacting.
All right. What about Will Smith?
Oh, good, because he's a movie star. He's doing his job.
Yeah, but
serviceable.
Yeah, I reckon it's bad just because of all the baggage he's got now. Jordan?
It's bullshit.
Honestly, I thought Will Smith and Margot Robbie were like the best picks of the movie. Oh, and Viola Davis.
Free slap, you think it's a good performance?
No, I just think it's serviceable.
Post slap, you think it's a bad performance?
Mate, I just think he's overrated now. And like more stories coming out about him that he's such a dickhead. Like Rob Snyder said himself. Like Will Smith's
what?
The fakest.
Like what? I know the slapping thing happened, obviously, but what else happened?
Rob Schneider blew him up. So Rob Schneider was on Australian radio. He said that Will Smith is a fake, arrogant POS.
Damn, so, for real?
Yeah. He's like, so it's pretty crazy. Now, this movie, I think everyone who worked on it was thinking it's going to be something good. Because I feel like David Ayer, I don't know if you guys know about him, but he tried to like get his cast all together. They did like training together. They did these like meditations and stuff. It's pretty crazy shit.
it literally sounds like they're being indoctrinated into the movie. Like, I will admit that does sound kind of crazy.
It's like almost, it's cultish. Like, they all got tattoos that says squad on it. It's like they're trying to be the Avengers so hard.
The MCU. Yeah. It's probably one of the biggest reasons why this movie's so bad.
I think.
Because they just rushed it.
In the right environment, though, it might have been fine. No? Like creative freedoms and things like that.
Okay. So this movie sort of had a little bit of creative freedom. And then BVS came out, Batman vs. Superman. It was received horribly. And literally in February, Deadpool came out and it was a critical and box office smash hit. And so the head of the studio.
They're like, make it funny, make it funny.
Yeah, that's right. Head of the studio is like, oh my God, like, this is like, you're killing our franchise. He thinks like the dark tones don't suit. Like,
what the audience wants then.
The audience wants like something. The audience wants a comedy. That's what they told the director. And he already shot like the majority of it.
Where's Adam Sandler?
Yeah. So they're going to want like a Guardian of the Galaxy slash fun, which is funny enough, like the soft reboot was James Gunn, which is like he got the tone right from the start. And like the whole point is people have to die. Like the people in this are trying to give weight to the characters dying, except for like Slipknot, whatever his fucking name is. Other than that,
he was like he hit women, so
yeah, that's right. It was bad guys. Like you're supposed to have a little bit of fun, even though
that was funny though.
What, him beating on women? That.
What the fuck?
He smacked that bitch.
Totally.
So one of the roles that they try to cast Tom Hardy in, I think it
was Rick Flag.
That's right.
The Joel Kinnaman.
Yes.
Part? Yeah.
Now, would it have been better if Tom Hardy did get cast as that character?
I think that would have been a really good fit, eh? That would have been awesome. Yeah.
Would have elevated the movie. Because this guy, it kind of just makes, because that part's technically
the lead, really.
Yeah, sort of. Like, it's his character moments in the climax are supposed to be the most, like, impactful.
Was he's the heart of the film? What?
Well, her heart's the heart of the film that he has, whatever.
Word.
Screw you all. But no, I was like doing some research on this movie and hearing David Ayer talk about it. He was like, I got raped by the movie studio. It was like,
oh, shit.
He definitely disowns it because the producer literally, and I wrote this down in my notes before I even did research because I watched the movie and then I do research. And I wrote in the movie, like, this just feels like a lot of trailer moments and like no depth. And it's just like the scenes are all jumbled and random. Doesn't really have a nice flow to it. And literally, the movie producer got a bunch of trailer editors to edit the film. So that's why the vibe's so freaking off and crazy.
I literally did write in one of my notes that it feels like a music video.
Yeah, exactly.
At the first half. But it's kind of cool. Like, I love it, but also it's stupid and like it's not a movie. So now that you said that, it makes a lot of sense.
Makes heaps of sense. And like, I don't know, it suffers for it. Like, I feel like they were doomed from the start. Like, really, I don't think a dark, gritty version would have worked anyway for David Ayer.
No.
Like, the thing is, he wanted like an ensemble movie, like The Dirty Dozen. And then they drew the focus really on Will Smith and Margot Robbie. And, like,
the two movie stars, yeah.
I know, but like that wasn't the director's choice. Vision, yeah, it wasn't his vision. And that kind of got took away from him again. So should we talk about the elephant in the room?
What's that?
The Joker.
Oh, my fucking God, bro. Don't even get me started. Let's get Jordan started first.
So what are your thoughts on Joker?
I fucking hate Jared Leto's Joker. Are you kidding me? What the fuck is damage, bro? Are you serious?
Like, brain damage.
Like, brain damage, yeah. And yeah, it's so sad dumb. As well because you can tell that Jared Leto's actually, like, he's absolutely having a wank fest to having this character. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's
100%.
He's never bodied something like this before. Like, he's so in love with himself.
Is quoted saying, "I never met the real Jared Leto."
Yeah, because he's in method.
It was the character the whole time.
And literally, I was like reading the IMDb like list, and like every fucking second IMDb trivia thing is like Jared Leto took inspiration from David Bowie. Jared Leto took inspiration from fucking some other obscure cult leader. Jared Leto watched crime videos. Jared Leto did everything apparently, but apart from make the character good, which is pretty crazy. And all of his shit around like the method acting is so fucking cringy as well. Like sending people condoms, like used condoms. Are you serious?
Yeah, I know. He's a fucking loser. Like the whole, crazy apparently dude. The rat though that he sent to Margot Robbie was alive and she like kept it as a pet. I don't know if that's true or not. That's like, it might be a PR spin.
Well, that's cute and I think that's fine.
But no, like, he was riding high from his Oscar win and, like, reputation.
Oscar win?
Yeah, he won an Oscar for Dallas Buyers Club like the year
before. Oh, yeah, yeah. He lost heaps of weight in that movie, didn't he?
It was the peak of his power, right? Like, because Oscar's like is the highest mountain you can get in their world.
Do you know what's crazy?
No. I mean, yes.
Ryan Gosling was considered for the role of the Joker, which
would have been better.
I literally cannot imagine it. What?
Well, I think he was
cannot
like,
picture it at all.
He's got like this sort of face for it, I think.
Is there a chance that Jared Leto's performance got soiled from the editing of the film?
There's no chance.
Because think about his first proper scene, him at the strip club.
It's bad.
No, it's all right. But like that's supposed to be his big tense scene and like him at the
strip. It wasn't even good.
Because the editing, it just cuts everything
off. Look at Joe Pesci at a bank with a pen. 10 times the intensity.
That's cool.
Or he's somewhere.
That's cool.
A bar.
With the pen. The casino.
What's like give me your list of like
the bank.
No.
Anyway, no. Let's go back to Jared Leto because I want to talk about
you
this.
Think, what I mean, well, you think the character kills somebody in a bank?
Yeah, something like that. Jagoff is your pen. Who cares? I don't know. Well, anyway, regardless, it was intense with the bank manager, wasn't he? I want money back.
Oh yeah, that's a different scene.
Hopefully, you'll be coming out of your coma. And guess what? I'll split your fucking head open again. Because I'm fucking stupid. I don't give a fuck about jail. That's my business. That's what I do. And we know what you do, don't we, Charlie? You fuck people out of money and get away with it.
You can't talk to me
like that. You fat Irish prick. You put my fucking money to sleep. You go get my money or I'll put your fucking brain to sleep.
Sam.
Never mind. Fucking Sam, this is personal. I'll be there in the morning. You can fucking try me, fatso.
Either way, Pesci has more intensity, he's a little pinky than Jared Leto has. Jared Leto just has a punchable face. That's all Jared Leto's got going for him.
That's the other thing. What's your, like, give me your order of best Jokers. Do you know what I mean? Like,
all right,
out of all the Jokers, give me, yeah, rank them, yeah.
Well, I'm going to go first. I'm going to go post 89. So
Cesar Romero, is it?
No. Like, so from 89 on.
Well, I think there's one Joker before that.
Yeah. Who's that?
Cesar Romero.
Yeah. Well, not counting him. I'm not going to rank because I can't judge him. So I'm going to go Jack Nicholson, number one.
Yeah.
And Heath Ledger, number one.
Like 1A, 1B sorts.
Yeah, 1A, 1B. I like both of them. Well, technically, Heath Ledger is better. But
he's my one.
Yeah, he should be everyone's one, but people
nostalgia's telling you Jack Nicholson's.
Well, Jack Nicholson's just playing himself like just with makeup and shit. Mm. Like he's still doing wackier shit.
What about Joaquin Phoenix? You've seen
I haven't seen the Joker. And
what, Shane?
And I'm still gonna rank him higher than stupid ass Jared Leto. And then Barry Keoghan, even though I don't know if it's like 100% proven.
That counts, right?
Yeah, he's still better than Leto. Even though it's like, even though I don't like it either, I don't like that rendition. So, anyone got anything different from
me? Are they bringing Barry Keoghan back? Like, are they making a second Batman? Okay, good. Oh my God, yes, Robert Pattinson's coming back. Robert, yay.
Yeah.
That's
it's pretty funny how, like, Barry Keoghan's career is, like, really taken off. And you think it's because of Sydney Sweeney, right?
No, I mean, Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter.
You said that, huh? Nah, well, yeah, I mean, look Sabrina how big Saltburn was, bro. Everyone loves Saltburn.
Has Tony seen it yet?
I saw the slurping.
You saw a little bit.
I saw enough. No,
that's enough for you.
Did you see that?
It's a good movie, actually. I didn't mind it.
Do you see the part where he bangs the hole in the ground?
Yes, I've seen it, man. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, bro.
Bro, it's so far over
he
TikTok
hangs dong
well.
In that, too.
Yeah, he gets naked and Vanessa's around. That would be a better movie to cover, Giordo. Hope you pick that next.
No, it's way better than the next one. Just hang in there, guys. Please.
So,
Lord
I don't know about you guys, but back in, like, 2016... Like, there was a big, big debate on, like, DC versus Marvel. I think because it's half trolls and shit.
No, you know what it was?
What?
It was the Dark Knight effect. The Dark Knight trilogy was so fucking good. And remember, that's when 2012 was when the Avengers first started, and that's when
they're
Dark Knight Rises just finished.
Yeah, true.
That's kind of, like, unfair comparison. Like, the MCU was doing so much different things than the Dark Knight trilogy was even trying to do.
MCU was a popcorn fucking.
Yeah, they should let David Ayer. How do you say it? Ayer? David
Ayer.
David Ayer.
Yeah, I think so.
Ayer.
How are you supposed
to? They should
to
let him do his
Ayer.
Vision. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we pretty much watched the no Ayer cut.
It's pretty crazy. Like, he's so like.
Need more Ayer.
He's so upset. David Ayer, because he's like, he actually wrote the first Fast and the Furious movies. Like, he actually rewrote it. I see no money from this. Like, this is the biggest franchise, like one of the biggest franchises in the world, and I'm like, I get nothing for it.
Though
the whole popularity from the movies was like post 4, I think.
Wait, and so like, what? He sold totally the rights?
No. I think he just was like hired for rewrites and stuff. And like, he doesn't own the rights to it. Like, the company does. Like, he gets paid that. He didn't create it, he just rewrote it. But he rewrote it. Apparently, it was set in New York and he changed it to LA.
He like, pretty much just ripped off Point Break.
Technically, but all the character stuff and like all the car stuff, it was all from him. And like the NOS and stuff. And like, he talks about it a lot. Guys, what do you guys think about the reboot? Have you guys seen the Suicide Squad reboot?
Yeah, I have.
I honestly, it's not as memorable as this one is.
John Cena alone is more entertaining than anything that anybody in this movie did.
Bro, I love John Cena too. I don't even remember his character. What did he do in that movie?
He killed his
people. I don't remember.
He's just like a blood sport, but better. That's the whole joke. Let's just get into this movie so we can get to bed earlier. I love the ending of this movie. I mean, it's just like the Joker says, like, we can go home. I was talking to the audience. So let's hope we get to that part as soon as possible. So let's get some ingredients for this vat of acid so we can stain our skins and dye hair green. So, Jordan, what do you got? We got some A-list stars.
Yeah. Fucking banger soundtrack. Let's be honest.
Yes.
Banger soundtrack.
Well, that's what Crystal was listening in the other room and she was like, whoa, these songs are pretty good. And she was like kind of intrigued by the movie.
Yeah.
But she literally said during the movie, like, this movie is so random. And like, yeah, you're right. Because it's just
Crystal,
like,
have my back, bro. I don't understand.
Doesn't make any logical sense. All right. Let's just go superheroes, supervillains, touch of Batman, CGI monsters mess, broken
less
down
funny
city.
Funny one-liners.
Amanda Waller, bombs in heads, flames, all that good stuff. Anything you want to add, Tony?
No.
All right.
I think you did a good enough job of like shitting on it without shitting on it, Shane.
Yeah, let's
Boomerangs.
Yeah, Boomerangs, Captain Boomerang, Australian actor. We should
name Jai Courtney.
Jai Courtney. Awesome in.
Yeah.
He was like the best part of Terminator Genesis, wasn't he?
I haven't seen that movie.
Yeah, he was good in it. Yeah, he replaced Kyle Reese, bro.
He's Kyle Reese.
Yeah. He's like way buffer. This seems cool. All right. Let's go to our movies, maybe. Let's go. Let's see.
All right. Am I doing it? Right. Who's doing it? Tony, wait.
Tony's doing it. Tony, guess how I did the movie for Little Nicky?
You're talking just a hotel.
Yeah.
Brag about it.
I just said three words, like, this is the exploits of me going to Earth to find my brothers, and I just gave up. Anyway, so let's go to your movie.
Just like this movie, this was heavily edited to dumb it. I just dumbed it down, essentially. So, excuse the grammar. Suicide Squad is about a squad of people who need to fight Urge, not fight each other, and be team. To save Waller, bitch, 2 times. And kill Witch, bitch, 2 times. To save world so they don't get head-ploded, and they get happy ending, and hope sequel happens, and Batman's in it.
So Tony found Killer Croc's journal or something?
No. Oh, if the studios didn't edit this out, it would have been perfect.
Yeah, true.
That's David Ayer's excuse.
David Ayer is my boy. At least he disowns this crap. All right, so...
But actually, saying that now, one of my favourite plot points of this whole movie...
Yeah.
It was like, oh, wait, they have to save Waller? Like, they were saving Waller the whole time?
Yeah, that was cool.
And there was like, then she crashes down again. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah,
we just
stupid.
Saw this shit.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. I'm not going to defend it, man.
And
I agree with
a big
you.
Fix would have been fucking delete Enchantress. You don't need that bullshit. Just have Joker be the main villain.
Yeah. A non-actor can't carry your, like, villain side of your movie.
She's a supermodel, right?
Well, hold on. Who would you prefer? Yeah. The bad guy being Kara? Or the bad guy being Jared Leto? Which
Jared
movie
Leto.
You prefer that?
Cara Delevingne.
Way better villain. And you can kill like goons.
I feel like
time.
The movie would suffer more. Maybe that's right. You just have some real life people, bro. Mm. And like they shouldn't do a like supernatural threat when like one of the girl's powers is a baseball bat. Like what the fuck?
No, her power is...
No, what's her power?
Keep on yapping, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Bloody yapping.
All right. So let's get into the movie now. So the movie opens up with Will Smith shirtless in prison, like punching the wall and stuff.
Yay.
We have like what I think's the best actor in the movie. He's a goddamn comedian. Like, he's the most enjoyable character.
Who?
His name. He's the guy from He's Bound Down. He plays like this Russian dude.
Yeah, he's a lot of stuff. He's a really funny comedian.
I know his first name's Ike.
Well, who's the character in the movie?
He plays the prison guard who gets a gun pointed to his head, like straight away, as soon as Deadshot gets
this
a gun.
Guy somehow has the most depth. His character has the most depth somehow.
He's just like entertaining. Like, no one else is entertaining. Like, he bounces off
Griggs
all the characters.
Is his character's name.
He's a guy who's like, he goes, oh, I got you some loaf. Chill like that. But yeah, so pretty much Will Smith like threatens the guard and he goes, okay, well, you get your ass beat for that. So they like torture him and shit. He's actually pretty ripped in this movie. Like, he actually has a good body.
Oh, man. He's divine. Absolutely.
Yeah. And speaking of bodies, we get a better body, which is Margot Robbie. She's doing like gymnastics and shit.
This is a great opening scene for a character. And it's kind of cool because she's meant to sleep on the floor, but she made her bed sheets into like a hammock.
Well, sort of like a Lyra hammock or something.
Yeah, that's cool as.
Yeah.
And see, from the outset, you know it's going to be a bumper cast and a banger soundtrack. So, like, they are setting it up. The setup
is
good.
The problem is, there's way too many needle drops.
Yeah. There's four.
No.
In five minutes.
And it gives it that trailer feeling. That's what it gives you.
Because the trailer editors edited this shit. Pretty good though, because the guy's like, don't go too close to the bars. I think she might have, like, if I was directing it and shit, and I was going to do, like...
If I was directing this shit, I'd be like, yeah, lick that pole again.
It was pretty hot. But, I'll be like doing more montage. I have a montage of like people like walking into the cage, like being seduced and then getting their ass kicked. Like, it'd be something like that. Because every guy would fall for that shit. There's no way you wouldn't. So maybe they've learned their lesson. But yeah, you just find out that they're doing like these weird experiments on her and shit and torturing her. Apparently, the original cut, I think maybe when Joker tortured, it was a lot worse. So that was another thing that's cut down. But at this point, I do like the music though.
Yeah,
the soundtrack is pretty good. So I think you get that title card, Suicide Squad. And then
I do like the colors they use.
Yeah, like that's interesting.
Neon,
yeah, but
purple.
I think that was totally added though. Like, that's not David Ayer. So it doesn't feel like, I think it shoots the reshoots. Oh, sorry. I think it suits the reshoots.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't suit the like what's going on for majority of the film. So it kind of like it's this clash of everything. It's just fucking crazy.
So do you think the actors are on David Ayer's side?
I don't know, man. I think it was a bad experience for everyone, honestly. No one speaks highly of this movie.
When do you think the studios got involved? Is it as soon as the success of Deadpool? Or they're like, this... Oh, they're also like rough edit?
No, as soon as...
They're like, this movie's trash?
As soon as the head of the studio got involved. Hold up. Tony's about to cough. No, mate. All right. But yeah, so there's a song that comes on, one of the needle drops, and it's actually the song from Focus, another Margot Robbie and Will Smith movie. You know when they win that bet?
Oh, I forgot they were in that together. Was it before or after?
They take the same needle drop though. I think it's funny. No, Focus was 2015, so it was a year before.
Oh, that's woo.
Yeah, that song there.
Yeah, that means 5, right? 55.
Yeah, 55, baby. Sonny remembers Focus.
That's the best thing about that movie.
Yeah.
The hustle that Asian.
Yeah, forget my
gambler.
Name. But yeah, so that scene was great in Focus. This scene's not that good. But yeah, so it turns out everyone's getting over the death of Superman and Amanda Waller's like one and dining these politicians / military men about.
And how good is Viola Davis, bro? She's got crazy range.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She's the only,
she is good.
Only performer that couldn't be affected by the editing. Even the editing couldn't destroy
her. Yeah, that's true.
So really, I think that's the only people that survived. Like, three people survived. Randall Flagg, so Joel Kinnaman, Margot Robbie, and Amanda Waller. I think everyone else. Oh, no, and the Boomerang guy, Captain Boomerang. I think those four people.
Apparently, he had more of a story with Harley Quinn and stuff.
No. Before, I'm just saying, like, they made it into the reboot. Or the soft, like the sequel, the superior version of this.
Right on.
But yeah, so pretty much the actor from, so David Harbour from Stranger Things, he's at the table.
Was it the same year?
I think it's maybe, 2015 was Stranger Things' first season, I'm pretty sure.
Do you guys know that he's married to Lily Allen?
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. Yeah, that's a good fact to know.
He's such a good character, that character in Stranger Things.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great. Sheriff. Yeah, because he's like a fat, capable dude in school. It's amazing. The first time I watched that show, I thought that character was like going to die.
Too. Yeah.
Like, this guy's a nobody.
Yeah, look at him.
Yeah.
The look.
Like, he's going to get wrapped up in this thing and it's going to be like a sad moment when he dies. It comes like one of the best characters in the show. Same thing with the Steve. Steve, I hated Steve.
I love Steve.
Now you love Steve. Yeah, it's a great show.
Oh, you might not know the song.
What?
Oh, he sings it, doesn't he?
He's in the bear.
And when I'm back in Chicago, I feel it.
Yeah,
do you know that song?
Beginning,
yeah. That's him. That's Steve.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good, actually.
Triple threat,
no, it's
bro.
Not.
Is it Tony?
Was it? Actually him.
Yeah.
Tony's going to search it now. So, yeah. So, she's pretty much telling these guys it's a good idea to hire these people for this job because
like
you want to fight fire with fire. So, you see Deadshot. He's like on a job. The window's closing to like kill him. And the guy is fucking around with money. And eventually he gets the money sent to him. And he's like, no, double it for being a dickhead. So, he's kind of doing his Will Smith stuff.
Yeah, and that's true.
Do you think, like, this AI monocle thing he wears, do you think, like, does, like, majority of the work for him? Like, I feel like that shit is giving him a lot of information. It gives him, like, distance and shit.
No, because think about how steady he'd have to stay and stuff like that, too. It would be a skill, just, like, bodily-wise.
Yeah, and Tony just found out that you were right about that singer. But, yeah, it's funny, though, like...
I like this song even more now.
That Deadshot, like, at least Deadpool, he covers his face the whole time. Like
I don't know. They're too many introduced a stupid mask. That mask is a trap.
I know, exactly. So just do one or the other. Don't have
the
mask.
That's all you need to do.
Yeah, that's all you need to do. That's right. But they have the mask there, shit. But talking about like people who do... Well, you have Will Smith, bro. You have to sell the image. But what about Carl Urban?
Dread.
Pretty much. That could have been good for
his
career.
Comic book accurate.
Yeah, he didn't want to show his face. He could have been good for his career.
Was sick, even though it was a raid ripoff, but it was still sick.
It was good. But yeah, I think he wears a mask one other time. He takes it off like instantly throughout the movie, but it's great. So next scene, he's with his daughter walking down. He's like,
"You gotta talk about how he's like, where's the money?"
We already talked about it, mate.
Was it like he's like, "That's actually a million for being a dickhead"?
Yes, I said that.
You said that. That was about the Joe Curie thing.
Tony, you're too busy dying right now.
He's too.
No, it's all Joe Curie.
He's too busy doing research about music. Instead of talking about this crappy movie. But yeah, so Will Smith is in his pimp outfit, walking his girl down the street. I don't know how the costume in letting go away with that crap. He's pretty much...
He's Gotham, bro.
Yeah, he's kind of like a deadbeat because he's like, I know you do bad things, daddy, but blah, blah, blah. And then Batman comes. I think I was pretty hyped to see this in the cinema.
I'm Batman.
Didn't last long. I'm Batman. Yeah, but Deadshot gets his shit kicked out of him. It's cool, though, what he says, though. He's like, I don't want to do this in front of your daughter. Let's just like...
I feel like Batman did it in front of his daughter on purpose.
Ooh.
To use her as a weapon. That's his only weapon.
Like, make him vulnerable kind of thing.
Yeah, 100%.
That's a good point. It's very possible.
Deadshot would have won that encounter, too.
He should have been in the mouth, bro.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He would have won the encounter.
Pretty smart. Batman is a good tactician. Mm. Probably did the math and, like, this is the way I can take him down.
Yeah.
Easier. I think he still would take him down regardless, but this was a weakness. That's a good point. Amanda Waller pulls out the Harley Quinn file and you get a bit of backstory on her. And when she's, like, in her psychiatry form, she looks a lot hotter than she does in her Harley Quinn form.
Whoa.
Yeah, legit.
Whoa.
What's Tony think?
Okay. Well, first of all, I low-key love the character introductions. Like, they're quick and efficient, but it's a little bit cheesy.
Makeover.
Yeah. Yeah, it is cheesy. The introductions. No, Tony's talking about, I don't know what Tony.
You just asked me a question.
Could you hear her, though, or not?
I can hear her, yeah.
No, she's talking, mate.
Fuck her.
You're just talking over her.
Tony! But yeah, I like the character introductions. But Margot Robbie bodies Harley Quinn, okay? Like, I think, I know she's been in other movies. Don't get me wrong, and obviously Wolf of Wall Street and stuff, but I think she like really established herself as having range in this role.
Tony thinks she's overacting.
But like, bro, like 100%. Think of the character Harley Quinn. She literally is a cartoon character.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of hard. It's hard.
She's a cartoon character, literally.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do like hate Jordan. Aspects of the character too.
Jordo, do you know that she was introduced via the animated series cartoon? Like, she wasn't in comics or anything like that?
And that's okay because literally, like,
Heat's good.
It's good Arkham trivia. Batman, like, that series is really, really good.
The video games.
Arkham Batman animated series.
Batman the animated series, yeah. That's when she was first introduced.
Yeah, but it's really great. Arkham. What the hell is it, Arkham
animated? I'm pretty sure there's an Arkham animated series.
No, mate.
Or is it just Batman the animated series? My bad.
It's called it's BTS. Or BTAS or whatever.
BTS.
Yeah. BTS is singing.
Oh, no, it's Batman the animated series, bro.
Yes, it's not Arkham. All right.
My bad. Okay, but still, how good is that game also? Because that's also an iconic Harley Quinn.
Yeah, it's a great game.
Point still stands. So, yeah,
point still stands. She's a great character. Great. Like, there's a lot of meat on the bone for this. Even though it doesn't really suit. Like, really, she should have a side mission. Tony's doing the whole hand smile thing that Jared Leto loves to do in front of me. So, he's throwing me off. But, yeah, let's get to that. So, pretty much, she's assigned to talk to the Joker in a psychiatric ward or prison. Who knows?
Sus. Very bad ethical violation between client and psychologist.
It's getting pretty crazy.
6.4 under Australian Psychology.
He needs a machine gun.
Guidelines.
Yeah, society guidelines. It's pretty smart, like getting her pants. Like, pretty crazy. But yeah, so he's obviously like a psychological freak as well. Like, he can get into people's heads better probably than she can. But it's so crazy. Like, you actually, behind the scenes, like, this movie thought Jared Leto's going to be an awesome Joker. There's so much, like, material on him getting into character. Like, there's literally him shaving his beard, shaving his eyebrows off, and, like, getting prepped for it.
Getting fucked
in the makeup chair. Yeah, it's just insane. It's like, what the fuck are they doing?
No, I was hyped for it, to be honest. It was the first portrayal since Heath Ledger.
Yeah, true.
And it seemed like a fresh take, like, oh, it's going to be something really different.
It's always going to suck.
Yep, I think he kind of had to take a bullet for Joaquin Phoenix's Joker as well, because that would have been really, everyone would have been hyper analytical of that otherwise. And
Joaquin
Phoenix
won the Oscar as well.
Yeah. It was a heaps good meal you had with Heath Ledger, and then you eat a bit of shit with Jared Leto, and then it's like, okay, whatever comes next is going to be good no matter what.
It'll be fine.
You know what I mean? So that's why he's...
How can you follow?
Can't fail.
How can you follow Heath Ledger?
Yeah, you can't.
Follow Jared Leto's performance. Easy.
Well, hold on. If Joaquin Phoenix came out instead of Jared Leto, would have been as acclaimed? Okay.
He wouldn't have won the Oscar.
Even though it's just a...
Jared Leto just put... The stock of the Joker went so far down after Jared Leto.
That's a good metaphor. Phoenix. The stock.
Make it skyrocket it.
Yeah. Anyway, so I was like, so watch this movie. It's all over the place. And these scenes are hardly held together by Amanda Waller.
So, have you guys seen The Help? It's kind of weird.
It's jumbled. Yes, she's in it, isn't she?
Yeah, it's so good. I love that movie. Anyway.
Didn't she win an Oscar? Octavia Spencer did, didn't she?
For The Help, I think so.
Yeah.
As Minnie. One of the other ones. Yeah, but she deserved that too.
But yeah, so like sort of Moth to the Flame. Yeah, so actually I'm the same with her. Like, when she's like seducing people, I would be such under a spell. Margot Robbie's.
Bro, so would I, seriously.
Yeah. Like, so they're at this nightclub in Commons Air with rings and tats and stuff.
This character looks very interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder how much fucking
screen time he had.
Effort Common put in this character.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just dumb. And this scene's been butchered.
It was the best line in the movie. You got yourself a bad bitch.
Yeah. Essentially, though, like, Joker's going to get cucked or something. Like,
no.
Yeah, he's into that.
Well, mate, I don't know, man. This is a weird way to put it. That's why it makes him such a little bitch. And, like, the thing about Joker is this Harley Quinn character is kind of against the typical MO of Joker. Like, usually he just, like, doesn't care and he's just a wild card and blah, blah, blah. So having, like, a character that he cares about is kind of like, you kind of make sense of his decisions, which kind of, like, hurts the actual character itself. Unless he's just, like, leaving her around and, like, not loving her and shit. This is kind of weird the way they portrayed this relationship. It's like he cares too much for my liking.
It's Bonnie a toxic relationship.
Yeah, it's like a Bonnie and Clyde thing.
So many tweens looked up to it, like, oh, my God, I'm, like, the Joker.
Bro,
oh
my God. And so many people are like, my husband is the Joker and I'm Harley Quinn. Oh. Like, why the fuck do you want to be that, bro?
But we should shout out one of our friends, Mark Bottom. He was like, looks a bit like Jared Leto, especially with the blonde hair and shit.
crack,
he looks like Machine Gun Kelly, let's be real.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of people, but he dressed up as a Joker once and was like, holy shit, actually pulling this shit off. And this is like the Jared Leto Joker. And that was actually quite a common Halloween outfit too. So it's pretty crazy.
So it was the Harley Quinn. Yeah. Mm. And that's not even the best Harley Quinn fucking costume, bro.
Yeah. So every character, well, sorry, just like Deadshot, we have Batman capture Harley Quinn. Pretty cool chase scene. They're in the rain. Joker like crashes.
Cool. It was a shit chase scene. I guess it is a flashback or something.
Yeah, it's a flashback. They hit the water hard. It's pretty cool. I like this scene though, where she like you think she's like knocked out in the car. And she like Tony's giving his weird look, but I like how she like tries to like tries to grab him and shit, and she's like vicious.
Yeah, tries to kill him. I like how he punches her and like the blood comes out of her.
Yeah, knocks her out.
I love how what do you call it? Amanda Waller is like, she was crazier than him, and then she can't fucking swim.
So cringe. it's so cringe as shit, this fucking shit, bro.
There's so many like cringe little lines, man. It's so funny. There's so many cringe lines.
Yeah, it's so good. And then you see Captain Boomerang. This part was all right because you had the Flash take him down. Very fitting. That's like those two are like sort of enemies. So you kind of get like their rogue galleries taking out the
heroes. Like how he fucks over his bank robber mate. And he's like, you go ahead. And he just throws a boomerang in the back of his head and takes the money.
Yeah, 100%.
And then the fight.
You know as well straight away that like he really is Australian because like the accent is just perfect from the get-go.
Yeah. Because he's a great actor. He needs to be. He's in Divergent. It's something you know him of.
Is he?
He had too many chances. Yeah. He's over.
He's over, but he's good.
He's in Divergent?
Yes, he's like one of the guys with the weird, like, I think he has like a mouth thing in his face or something. I don't know. He's definitely good. And then, you see this fire guy.
El Diablo, is it?
El Diablo. He has, like, potential, apparently.
He gave himself up because he killed his wife and kids, bro.
By accident, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was supposed to be, like, a big moment of the movie. It was so stupid.
I might lose another family.
Oh, my God. Family.
Yeah, David Arrow made Fast and Furious, so you know where he gets from. Family's a good thing for him.
And then we see Killer Croc. He sucks. I don't want to talk about him. I know you like.
Bro! It is really sad because, like, there's just nothing given about his character at all. And apparently, like, the dude that plays him, wherever he is, I have his name written down and I literally learned how to pronounce
poor dude. He probably spent, like, 6 hours in a makeup chair every day.
Yeah.
Adewale Inekio Agbaje.
He's a mad actor. He's in The Mummy Returns. He plays, like...
Oh, really?
The red turban shit.
Yeah. He plays, like, guy who's like, I'll cut your hand off or something. You're still
me. He did fuckloads of research, and it's kind of sad because it didn't end up being, utilized at all.
Dude, that's so shit.
So, IMDb Trivia says, Adwell Eklingo Agbaje did extensive research for Killer Croc, reading decades worth of material from the comics for the character. He also observed actual crocodiles,
mate,
and researched cannibalism.
His body movement's amazing. Like, I think he's doing push-ups and shit, and I was like, holy shit, like just the dedication it takes like to learn some movements. It was sad because it was just like you do all this effort and then you get nothing out of it. And you kind of like, but the thing
is, put in the bin.
The makeup is good, but it doesn't really suit the movie. Like, it's kind of weird. I don't like it.
Oh.
Like, the shark thing's so much better. And that's kind of like the same. It's like a proxy character almost, like King Shark or whatever it's called.
Oh, like as in the one that's in the other.
Yeah, the other the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
But now we see I think Jordan's second favorite character, the Countess Cara Davigine.
Enchantress.
Sorry,
she's alright.
Yeah, she's alright. Apparently, the director told her to walk around naked in the full moon so you can understand the character. And apparently she did that.
This shit was
scary. Bro, have you seen, like, videos of Cara Delevingne doing stuff? Because, like, I believe it. Like, she's a freak. She would have done it. Like, if he said, go shit in your hands and clap, she would have done it because he's a little freaky.
Yeah, she's cool.
she's 6,373 years old.
Yeah. And then to round out the team, we have the guy from RoboCop. It was almost a good movie.
RoboCop? Which guy from RoboCop?
The remake.
Oh, I don't want to hear about
it. Titular character. He was almost a thing, and it kind of sucks because he kind of makes Rick Flagg, the character, like, not important almost, like a side character instantly. Like, he's definitely supporting, and the role...
he's not recognizable. Yeah.
But the role is should have been, a Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy type. But instead, you have this guy, and then kind of like you have Will Smith and him opposite each other, and you just know Will Smith's the biggest star. Like, hierarchy's there, but the character hierarchies are different and just all fucked.
It's weird that way. You're right. There's no there's like a power imbalance straight away, even though he's supposed to be like the watchdog kind of thing.
He's supposed to be the guy the audience connects with. This is the whole movie. Like, you can actually like this guy. The rest you're supposed to like be like iffy about.
The anti-heroes.
The anti-heroes, sort of. But like, right. Even Deadshot.
He's supposed to be our hero.
Even Deadshot doesn't seem that bad. He doesn't kill women or children. Like, he just kills bad people. Like, it's like fucking dumb.
What if the woman is really, really bad, though? Like, what if it was like female Hitler? Do you think that Deadshot would kill her?
No, no women or children, yeah.
Nah, that's fucked up. It's literally female Hitler, bro.
But you think about it, those little weird eye black things. They probably were women at one point.
Exactly.
Who knows?
Do you think Deadshot would just take a pineapple and shove it up female Hitler's ass then?
Yeah, definitely. So now they're in the Oval Office. She's telling them the plan about how this Suicide Squad's going to be like awesome, blah, blah, blah. They're not really buying it.
The big point is, what if Superman went down to the White House and took the president?
Well, now Homelander can do that shit. It'd be fucking awesome. But no, essentially they're just like, what the fuck? I don't like this. Like, you're telling bullshit. And then they get Enchantress to like morph and they still don't believe until she does like some weird magic shit. She teleports across the room and does other shit. Yeah,
we've been trying to get these documents for years.
Yeah, so she gets these documents. It's pretty amazing. And I was like, well, she's really powerful. And then you realize they have a heart of hers. That's a lot of leverage. And that's why they can control her for now. I wrote here, I know the answer to her, but she's only in this movie because she's hot, right? It's not because of the
accent. Well, yeah, no, like, do you know she doesn't know how to do an American accent? Like, the only way she can do an American accent is if she speaks, like, really low under her breath. That's the only way she can do it. So that's why she speaks all funny through the movie, other than when she's Enchantress. Yeah.
All right, so now they go to the jail to recruit. The Croc and the fire guy get, like, really nothing, but they just pretty much get recruited, even though the flame guy has, like, bi in flames. I thought that she was lame. And then this scene has lived on through, like, TikTok and Facebook Reels and shit. This is Will Smith with his gun and his, like, show his talents. It's good because as soon as he gets his gun, he points it at the funny dude.
But this is pure Will Smith right here.
Yeah, he's good. It's movie stuff.
Him just being charismatic as hell.
Yeah, and he shoots a gun in the air, smells it. That shit was cool too. Yeah, you gotta be shitting me. There's like, it's just classic Will Smith.
Yeah, so entertaining. Yeah. Endlessly.
I like the nice touch where like all the heads have like
the
burnt,
same bullet hole.
Yeah, it's like burnt red. It's so cool. But yeah, it's cool though because this. So throughout the movie, you get this friction between Deadshot and Flag. And it starts here when he's like, you think I'm talking to you, Aaron Boy? I'm talking to your boss. When he has all these demands about seeing his daughter and having to go to the white schools and shit like that, like do the white people thing.
Now that you said that, like he acts like Will Smith, like that is that's a Will Smith point as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. He acts like Will Smith there, 100%.
You have to do it though. Like 2016, he's still pretty good. Like when's his star faded then? So I kind of feel like it dipped a bit, right?
No, Focus brought him back.
You think Focus bring him back?
Yeah, I feel like it was waning, then Focus was a hit, then this was going to be should have been a hit.
So what? So what's 2010 for Will Smith? Pursuit of Happiness.
Probably
was
The Pursuit of Happiness. So 2007
was Iron Legend.
Iron Legend. Okay, that was good. Then what? From 2006.
Daddy Daycare. I'm kidding. I know that's Eddie Murphy. I'm sorry. That wasn't fun.
Sorry. Daddy Daycare 2 with Cuba Jr. have a look. Flag movie's great because I'm fairly sure like he probably needed this more than they needed him, right?
Nah, dude, Focus was sick.
Nah, I didn't like Focus that much. I don't think it aged.
Men in Black 3?
Yeah, nah, that went underperformed, at least critically underperformed. Anyway, so Tony can look for his career. I feel like Suicide Squad was a good thing for him. Flag is pissed off at Waller. He's like, I don't understand why we're getting these antisocial freaks when you need real soldiers. And she just like says, you just do as you're told. You kind of like Viola Davis more than like anyone else anyway. You're conflicted again.
Yeah, shame. So in between Iron Legend, was Hancock 7 pounds.
Oh, I love Hancock.
That was like a movie for
underrated.
Me.
Then,
like
3, After Earth, which is a big miss. And then the next lead movie is Focus. So it wasn't too bad.
Okay.
After Earth was bad. That chick killed his son's career. this is what I hate about this scene, right? So Joker's there and like a room, they like set up these knives perfectly in a cool like artistic way. Like how's that chaos at all? Like, that's what one thing about Joker is, where he's chaotic. And his man, like his guy comes in, like his soldier. He says to the guy, bring the car around. We're going for a drive. Like, I hate that line. I don't know if you guys like it or not, but it's just kind of weird him even saying that.
There's so many fucking weird lines in this fucking movie, man. Like,
I just think it ruins the mystique of the Joker. Like, you can't have like a little Alfred guy, like, just doing
Frost is the character's name.
Yeah, Frost.
Sick name.
Frost is pretty cool. Yeah, because of freaking Blade. Frost. Yeah, and like
a much better superhero movie is Blade as well.
Yeah, we could have picked that, Jordan.
This is the kind of tone they should have went for.
I think they tried, actually. That's a good point. Tony's making a good point here. This movie wanted to be Blade so bad. Like in
Blade?
Like the tone. I feel like that's where Air was going for.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Yeah, because you can kind of feel
that does work sometimes.
Beneath it. It would have worked. You just be consistent. I don't know. Anyway, so the character's back. He's like at the strip club, our favorite character, the comedy guy. He's pretty much
gambling and losing.
Yeah, gambling and losing. They bring him in the back room and he thinks it's about his debts and apparently it's not. And then you hear this blah, blah, blah. He like makes a growling noise, the Joker, as he walks around him and shit. It's not scary or menacing. I don't know what the fuck this scene's about.
With Common. That was the scene to establish that he's a fucking psychopath.
He's a bit like,
the thing is, it flashes and you don't see nothing. You hear a gunshot.
Yeah, it's boring.
Yeah.
This scene's boring too. It's not threatening.
But it suffers from the editing. Leto's bringing it.
Leto's ain't bringing shit. Leto's fucking... What do you think, John? You like this scene? You think he's menacing? You think he's...
I don't like a scrap of the fucking Jared Leto Joker. I don't. Yeah. Like, the laugh is just weird.
I know you like the hand tattoo. The hand tattoo.
No, I don't. That's so creepy. Like Tony. As well. You know what it should Tony have been? Likes,
I kind of like it, actually.
Tony likes Jared Leto more than both of us.
I prefer to watch Jared Leto for an hour and a half than Joaquin Phoenix, the Joker.
Wow. What the fuck?
That's big take.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Big take.
It didn't interest me. That's why I haven't watched it yet.
I reckon.
You cursed me.
You know, instead of that hand tattoo. I think it should have been like, you know, in 2010s when people got like the mustache tattooed on the inside of their finger.
No, I never did that.
Yeah,
that's what it should be instead of the laughing mouth. Camel, because that camel would be toe. Way more disturbing and scary.
Yeah. So yeah, as I said before, casting a non-actor for your main villain, big mistake. She's there, like they're in the subway scene. It's fucking bullshit. This villain gets created.
I love the fucking the mirror. How she goes for the mirror and slams his head.
It's a pretty cool scene. I guess like just a lot of CGI mess bullshit. So we're kind of getting the stakes in the movie. So they just
actually that Enchantress character, she has really good visuals sometimes.
Yeah,
you know how like she goes Enchantress at the hand.
Yeah, I love that part. Like that's all trailer shit. I'm pretty sure they showed all this shit in the trailer.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But yeah, so they pretty much have no choice now to get the squad together. And you have a little montage of them like getting done in the neck and in the bomb and shit. The Joker gets information from the prison guard. He goes to a lab. There's like an iPad with this guy's wife. Like,
so we know that the neck thing.
Not the iPad, no.
But like, this reminds me of the high scene, in The Dark Knight. Like how cool that shit was, and like how grand it was. And this one,
you don't like the mask they use? I like the mask. Cool.
It's just everything's just so quick. Everything's just like
it doesn't stay with it.
It doesn't stay with it.
I think the one shot of the Joker like standing in the street and then you see the mask.
Yeah.
That slow zoom is probably longer than any shot in this movie.
I reckon that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, even the part where like it was a heartfelt moment is like a flashback shoved in there. Shit like that.
That opening scene, The Dark Knight.
Yeah. It's a masterpiece, bro. Man. It's a masterpiece. And you got this shit. He hands this guy like a present and blows up and it's just like, okay. But yeah, so she's going crazy and with a great line by a politician. And he's like, I thought this shit was contained. Like you can see like all these, like the subway going nuts and like there's shit going in the sky.
People
and blah,
dying.
Blah. And we get another needle drop. Seven Nation Army. Great song.
Yes, tune.
At this point, Margot Robbie is saving the movie. Like she's so charismatic. She's like the voices and shit and like all the trailer lines. And the other person I really think is really good is Captain Boomerang because he gets a great introduction, shows up in a bag, and he gets out, he starts fighting people and shit. Like, I love that shit.
I was playing Mahjong at me nana's.
Yeah, shit like that.
A big veg. So good. Me.
Yeah, I love it. And then, yeah, so we see a guy from Joe Dirt kicking ass, kicking wing.
Yeah, but he looks like Wind Talkers, right?
Yeah, Wind Talkers, yeah. He's an Indian, I think he's a Native American actor.
Yeah.
Pretty great.
Oh, my God. Is he in Joe Dirt? No.
Yeah, he's a fireworks guy.
God, I feel so bad for saying I hated his character now. I fucking love his character that guy, Joe Dirt. Just,
it's one of those roles where it just sucks.
Isn't it like implied that he has the hots for Joe Dirt too?
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I fucking love that.
I'm trying to think, like, they do a similar thing in The Suicide Squad with the guy.
Pete Davidson, right? Doesn't he die straight away?
Yeah, him and, but no, it was more the other guy. Yondu. What's his name? Slipped my mind. He's off Sea of Love.
I know you're talking about.
Michael Rooker.
Yeah, Michael Rooker.
Yeah, so yeah, Michael Rooker. He's kind of like, you think he's going to be a bigger role.
Building him up, yeah.
And he runs away and dies and shit. Is that was like, that's the way you do it instead of this one where he's just.
Does that happen in the comics all the time? Like members of the Suicide Squad?
No, but die. Have you seen the Suicide Squad?
Yeah, I've seen it.
You know how they build him up hardcore and he's just like, oh, fuck this.
Yeah, he dies.
Yeah, like, I'll be funny. Like, but
doesn't Nathan Fillion die as well straight away?
Armageddon?
Yeah.
Yeah. He has multiple arms and shit.
Fuck, so dumb.
Yeah, it's fun though. This is fun shit. Instead, we get this fucked up shit. Yeah, we get a gear up scene. Best part about it, Margot Robbie's getting dressed. So fucking hot.
Bro, I do kind of get sad that she was so hypersexualized. I know you guys are going to groan.
No,
but I know it's her shtick as well. So it's like.
It's the best thing about the movie, Jordan.
Okay.
Hypersexualized. I should have done that. I wish they'd done it more. Actually, the way they do her makeup and shit, it was kind of. Yeah.
A lot of things. I do like it that it was a new spin on the character without being like superbly straying from what the original one was. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's the problem with Jared Leto. Is like it is okay. Yeah, it's the Joker, but it's like too different, too crazy, trying to be too weird. Margot Robbie's has like a lot of elements of like the original character, and that's why it kind of works. Yeah, I think so.
It works because she's like a movie star,
okay.
And she's.
Well,
yeah, and she has the, like, I think they must have expanded her role too. I think Emma Roberts was originally offered the role.
No
she turned
way.
It down. Nah, for real.
That would have been good. Oh, maybe not, actually. I don't know.
I was watching it, though, and, like, how much of a disaster this movie was. I was like, okay, there must be, like, levels of shit shows, because this movie seems more of a shit show than Hudson Hawk. What movie do you think, like, was worse to be on set for?
This oh, no, no way. Definitely Hudson Hawk, like, as in just in terms of...
Nah, this movie seems like a lot of people getting paid to do fuck all. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, they're just hanging out. They're all friends.
In Hudson Hawk or in this?
In this.
Movies, yeah, okay.
Nah, this movie seems like the biggest waste of money. I'm like, what the fuck were they even trying to do in this scene? Like, there's nothing.
No, well, they're gearing up, bro.
There's no momentum in anything.
Yeah. Well, they're
nothing builds to the next scene. Nothing.
Well,
but I think that might be the editing.
Yeah. It's just fucked. Apparently, he had to give up his director's cut as well. I think because he went over like
the
time.
Air cut.
I bet the
director's cut would have been like 4 hours.
Oh, no. Well, it could have been, but I think a stipulation of his contract is like if you go over, if it goes over 10 weeks or something, you lose that right.
Damn.
And he said straight away, like, well, that was never going to happen. They screwed me.
An exciting opportunity, isn't it? And, like, this is like definitely a well-loved comic. Like, I think the opportunity for it outweighs, like, any potential, like, drawbacks from it.
We get introduced to this cool character, Katana. Tell you who this actress is?
The Boys.
Yeah, the Kiki. Boys.
What? I don't know the name is.
Yeah.
Oh, I know
she's
her.
Called the female.
Do you know
from
Jordan? The Japanese Mickey Mouse Clubhouse?
Oh, no. But no, but if you've ever seen The Boys, have you seen The Boys, Jordan?
I've seen bits and pieces. Couldn't wanted to start it again the other day, but I was literally like, dude, I haven't seen
any of
it. It's
a great show. It's great satire.
Homelander's learned a good thing about it.
Yeah, Homelander. Oh, Billy Butcher's pretty good too. And The Deep, he's hilarious. I really like him.
I'm into fucking...
Isn't The Deep the guy that fucks the octopus?
Yes, he fucks the octopus.
Yeah, see, I know some stuff, but like not enough to like fully... keep up and pace with the movie. Well, with the show, sorry.
Katana, she's a great actress. She pretty much kills people and they get trapped in a sword. And she doesn't like any other one's Suicide Squad. She like asks Flag if she can kill them all. Harley Quinn's like, nice to meet you. She's being like a little cute shit.
I like her.
Yeah.
I like her. Yeah. It is sad though. There's so much underdeveloped stuff in this. Like so many underdeveloped plots. the Enchantress relationship sucks. Like, the introduction of Kitana kind of sucks.
You don't even buy the relationship Enchantress and that guy. Like, he looks like, could be like a dad or something.
That's no, like the- and that's the bit, because it's just like thrust on you. I don't know. I think this is like a good example of how the comic is probably too long and because it's a comic. It's probably released like heaps of editions over a period of time. It's probably too much to cram into one movie.
They made the story themselves. Is that based on like a popular story?
It is based on a comic.
No, it's based on the characters, like a group. Like there's no comic you can read that's anything like this crap.
No, there is a comic surrounding like the Suicide Squad.
Yes, but it's this story itself, like them going into a city and adverse and Enchantress, never happened in a comic.
Okay, well, still, like, but there's so many storylines still, like, it's still going too broad. And at least, like,
it's going crazy.
I mean, easy comparison, but there's a lot of storylines going on with the Avengers, but I guess they just, they managed to break it up into that many fucking movies.
The problem is, they've already introduced their characters before the movie even started. Mm. Like, they had the standalone movies in this. Introduced to everyone, and then the movie
put
goes
them
ahead.
Together too.
Yeah, and put them together as well. Like, it's just Russian.
Kind of sorry for everyone. And I don't know, but like, you know, just having one storyline would have made it so much
one
more
villain.
Concise.
That's what they need. One villain.
Yeah, I like Tony's ideas. Have the Joker in like a penthouse or something. Do it the Raid style.
Exactly.
And just have heaps of like psychopaths. Maybe they're in like Arkham Asylum.
Arkham Asylum. Perfect.
Yeah.
That's where it starts, and that's where they need Harley Quinn.
And they've kidnapped.
Get it through.
They kidnapped like Batman or something.
Well, but Harley Quinn's the person they need to get through.
Yeah, exactly.
She knows the way.
It makes more sense to have her involved because she did nothing.
Big twist is like, wait, I'm going after the Joker. You never said this.
Oh yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, you said just Batman.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the helicopter crashes, and it's pretty crazy because they should have died, but they all survived pretty quick.
Yeah, that was mad.
Yeah. Captain Boomerang and Slipknot, they're walking behind everyone, and Captain Boomerang thinks it's a good idea to, like, test the neck bombs.
Head games, mate. It's all head games.
Yeah, so he convinces Slipknot to, like, make a break for it, first chance he gets. And they kind of have a bit of a fight, and runs away, and then, yeah, they detonate the bomb in his brain, and he kind of, like, hangs himself. It's a pretty cool scene. But, yeah, now you know it's for real, these bombs. And then you get more tension between Flag and Deadshot. Flag's just going, first chance you get, you run a boy.
Captain Merlin, boy.
Yeah, you're a pussy. And then, yeah, you see these, like, CGI, almost Power Ranger-like villains.
Putty Men, yeah.
Like Putty Men. They die like Putty Men.
Oh, a little bit.
Yeah, it's all right, actually, because I didn't mind it, but, yeah, it just seems, yeah, I didn't mind it. So, Giordo.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite part about this scene? Even though the wooden bat's probably the most weakest weapon, it's the most effective, and it's probably the one that looks the best on screen. Do you like
how
that?
Oh, it's so fucking cool.
It is cool. But do you like how that doesn't make sense or not?
That is the most powerful weapon.
Yeah, because it's like more effective than everyone shooting
putty
guns.
Putty men have like the ex-soldiers, right?
Who?
The putty men.
No, they could be. They're people.
Yeah, but they're ex-soldiers.
Not all of them.
Well, not all of them, it was in the subway, remember? That's where it started.
They're just running at them.
No.
They're eating themselves.
The people inside have the guns. Remember, the flame guy takes them out. There's levels to it, bro. Oh, these are just normal civilians.
Level one. Yeah.
Yeah, level one. But
I don't know, bro.
It's
maybe
cool
Harley Quinn has super strength from the acid vat.
Yeah.
Well, no, superpower is fearlessness. So she's not scared to do anything.
Yeah. Well, she's a great fighter. Rick Flag gets like overrun with dudes, and then
this is like
Harley
like
Quinn saves his life
twice in the movie.
Yeah,
happens too many times.
Yeah,
and see that's a good thing. Like, I feel like all the fight scenes and stuff are relatively well choreographed, and they flow well, and you know what's happening and stuff like that. And that can be a challenge in some movies to show the action where you still comprehend what's going on.
So Deadshot gets his moment because there's like a horde of them coming. And it's like, oh, shit, we're fucked. And then he kills all of them. It's pretty badass.
Woo!
And then he goes, what's he say to Flag? He's like, this is my version of running. Yeah.
Calm down.
Yeah.
Watch him run away.
It's pretty cool. But as I said, that actually doesn't really look that great anyway. Like, you don't feel any weight to it.
Yeah, because they're putty men.
Mm.
Like, this is just for kids, right? They try to make this for kids to watch too. What was it rated?
I think it was like M or something.
Yeah, it was
maybe like PG.
No, there's too much swearing.
But yeah, so she creates her arm and we're like kissing them or something weird, and they just form into these black men. It's pretty mad. this is a cool part. They go to the building. Harley Quinn just jumps on the elevator.
She's so cool. This is like,
she's like a movie star. And like, I think the song that's playing is pretty badass too. What song was it? Do you guys remember?
In the elevator scene?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. No, I don't. I remember so many of the good needle drops. Seven always in control, you know what I'm saying? I slammed the door when I come.
Yeah, great middle drop in the elevator. I'll put it in now. But yeah, I think she kills two of them and then they're like outside the elevator. It's like nice moment of levity and like, you guys going to come or what? Yeah.
And she flips and around in the elevator so good. That's crazy. Yeah, no rigging. She did that with no rigging, by the way.
And you think about it though, like, is she the first real female superhero? Like, at
I
that
mean,
point?
Outside of
Catwoman,
like.
Bro. Halle Berry.
Good one.
Yeah, but
that didn't do well.
Though.
Wonder Woman
didn't come out that year.
What about when Michelle Pfeiffer was Catwoman?
Yeah, but she was like a villain.
A lead woman. There's so many.
A lead. Well, still.
She was born 2000s, right? This is like their moment.
Flux, bro.
You know what?
I guess so. And then like Avengers was like, oh my God, quick. We got to get on par with that. And they did.
But like, I feel like Harley Quinn's more popular than Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Well, and I mean, Harley Quinn's been like a well-loved character for like literally decades. So
yeah, since the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. J. But yeah, so there were people drop from the ceilings, pretty cringe. The guy with the flame powers is just stands back. He's afraid. Rick Flagg's pretty much a damsel in distress. He just keeps getting grabbed and shit and saved. It's pretty sad, pretty like lame. And then, yeah. After this part, they're like pinned, gunfire everywhere.
But thing is, we just saw this shit.
Yeah, we just saw this, and then Will
doesn't feel fresh. It just feels I'm over it by now. I'm actually over it.
Will Smith gives the flame guy a motivational speech, Phil Jackson style, and he just goes off.
Triangle bitch.
Yeah, we love the triangle. Me and Tony are big Michael Jordan fans. So Jordan, I've got to know, what the fuck did you pick this movie? Like,
it's
you picked
part
it last
of my
week.
Theme. I had to have. Some other part of my theme.
Do you actually like this movie or not?
Yeah, I do. And like when I first watched, shut up already, guys. when I first watched out of the cinemas, I was like, "This is new age film. This is
oh my God.
This is revolutionary." And upon reflection, like this movie,
DC.
Like without spoiling my final thoughts, it really is so fucking mid. It's the middest movie ever, and it's so cringe in some parts. But I still love it. Like I still think it's fun. I like the little backstories of the characters. I like the character introductions. I like the action scenes. I like all the cast. I like the music. Like it literally is just like a how can we assault the senses in like in film
so
wise.
You
and
love,
that's what it is.
You love Twilight. This is the most Twilighty crap maybe.
What the
but,
fuck?
They're traveling up the staircase.
Why are you bringing that up? It's got nothing to do with nothing.
No, well trust me. They travel up the staircase. And we get a flashback of the moment where she decides to, like,
disfigure herself.
Not die for Joker, but live for Joker.
Die herself.
Yes. Die
oh, yeah, word.
Herself.
You're right. You're
like,
right.
Get rid of a beautiful tan and become a pale psycho.
Incest.
So do you like this moment how he jumps after her? Like, is this romantic, Jordan?
This is pretty baller. this is a very sick scene, to be honest.
I don't love it. Like, he's
like, surprise, forget the bitch. He's like, actually, you know what? I love her. He turns back around, jumps off.
So the original plan was let her die in the acid, wasn't it?
No, but like, fuck it. Like, she's dead. But he's like, actually, I'm going to save this girl. I'm going
to
save
No, I think, it, I think it was, actually. Like, I think he, at the start, maybe, like, she was just a means to get out of the asylum. But then maybe he was like, maybe she's like, I don't know.
Maybe he's like, oh, goddamn, she actually jumped.
Well, it's a power trip. He's like, will you die for me? Like, jump into this fat ass for me.
Will you live for me?
That's right. Yeah, live for me.
That's a great line, too.
Exactly. You two fucking sad sacks. Fucking love this shit.
Is Joker a Sigma, Alpha? What would you call him? Beta?
He's a fucking loser in this fucking movie. I don't know
what he's a fucking.
He's a fucking sniffer balls.
He's simping, yeah, 100%. I've read his pussy whipped. 100%. Fucking just ruin your suit and shit. But
no
I love the song that plays, though, when they're, like, being romantic and shit. It's, like, Black and Blue.
Bro, and there's so many fucking like smash edits of that on like edgy Instagram reels and stuff like that. I hate it.
Who is this relationship for? These you guys said it before.
Tweens, bro.
For the tweens, which means
the tweens. It ain't for the tweens. It better not be for the tweens. They're so dysfunctional and gross. There's too many people that like write off their dysfunctionality in relationships. Says, oh my god, we're Harley Quinn and Joker. Get a grip.
But yeah, she snaps out of it. And she points a gun straight at Deadshot. She's like, whoa, what are you doing, girl? And now we have the realization that this mission was actually a rescue mission from End of War. And for some reason, she just kills everybody in the
great
room.
Plot twist.
Why'd she kill everyone in the room for?
Because they knew too much.
Oh my god. Yeah, it's supposed to be like a badass scene, right? And it just turns out
to show you how cold her character is.
Yeah.
And how much their lives must mean to her as well. Nothing.
I don't know. This is the scene where the Joker comes and they disarm her little bomb thing.
Harley Quinn escapes.
Yeah, Harley Quinn escapes. The bird has been jacked. It's a pretty cool scene. There's like gunfire everywhere. They go, kill her. He tries to do it via the app, even though he could just point a gun at her and shoot her.
Yeah, what's with the fucking app? Oh, and that's the bit. There's that one bit where she's like, that's a killer app. Like, shut up, bro. Yeah, there's literally, it's like a teen movie dialogue the whole way through.
It's so cringe because, like, she's like flying away.
But the Joker in his tux is.
No, it's ugly. What the hell are you talking about,
bro? That's literally. It's taken from
the movie for me.
Once again, it's taken from the comics, bro. Come on. It's taken from the comics. Also, another bit from the comics.
It's like when I'm watching Fight Club when they're in the bathroom. That's what kind of tux he's wearing.
Well.
We handle your food.
We got Jared Leto in that scene too.
Yeah, he is. Oh my God, so cringe too. He's just like, I got some grape soda, an ice, and a bear rug. Like, what the fuck?
It's
what he's talking about.
It's a reference to the comics. Again.
What comic? Tell me what freaking panel this is, mate.
Okay, no. Find it. In the Batman the Animated Series, I'm pretty sure Harley Quinn is drinking grape juice as she waits for Batman to wake up from a coma or something. And the tux, like with the white gloves, that's also taken out of the animated series.
Yeah, but
or the comic. I'm not sure.
I don't want to hear a movie Joker saying grape soda. That should not be a word. Imagine if Heath Ledger said grape soda. Like, come on. Same thing with like get the driver.
Well, anyway. What does Amanda Waller say? You get to see your kid.
Yeah.
If you kill her.
Yeah. And you're free from jail and you get your kid. And the funny thing is, too.
Why wouldn't you just do it?
She didn't even need him to do that. She was going to blow it out of the sky anyway.
No, I think it was a test.
Mate. Yeah, it was pretty cool. It's very interesting that, like, she's just like, just blow him up anyway. But it's just weird, though, how he grows a conscience. Like, really, she just shot it. Shoot the bitch. It's your fucking job. Her. No, it's dumb. Or maybe she said, I don't
shoot
women. No,
because he likes her.
She should have said that, man.
That's a good way to
put it. I don't shoot women. That's what he should have said.
I don't kill women or children. Remember?
Yeah. Not just like, I cheat your heart. I don't fuck he says. Or I missed. It was actually pretty cool if he said that. Yeah. I missed. There's a crash scene again, as Tony said. There's another plane that crashes. She jumps out. It's a pretty cool scene. That actually looked real when she's like falls and she like catches herself with her legs and rolls, and she's sad that he died, even though he's not dead. No one believed he died anyway. Amanda Waller just bails. She like leaves everyone first.
Yeah, she gets her own little plane. She gets down. Then the zombie
gets recalled.
Take the Enchantress's heart.
Yeah. I was just saying that. It's like, it's funny how one movie can like make your career. Out of Wolf of Wall Street or Suicide Squad, which one was better for her career? I know you won't get Suicide Squad without Wolf of Wall Street.
That's a bit.
I think the Suicide Squad was better for a career, though.
Yeah.
I think so.
She was supporting before that. This was her to lead it.
Like, well, Barbie was her, like, true. What'd she do? Like, was it?
I, Tonya, I think, was a year
later.
Was showing that she was really big. And same with Mary Queen of Scots. She was pretty crazy in that. That was like nicely powerful.
Then she had her own little Harley Quinn movie as well.
Nah, Barbie was like her pinnacle.
I do think it was Wolf of Wall Street that did it though, especially with like the whole scene where she's wearing that like pink outfit and she's saying that she has no underwear on. That was pretty crazy.
So hot.
Shane, she was probably under contract to do those three movies.
Suicide Squad,
Birds of Prey, and then
Birds of Prey. I forgot all about that movie. Yeah.
So is that actually considered like? Is it considered a sequel to this?
If you pick anything to this, it's just like a spin-off.
Ewan McGregor is the
spin-off,
villain?
But yeah, Ewan McGregor. There's a like blackface.
Black mask,
black mask. He's got a black mask on everyone.
Blackface. If you did that, then it'd be interesting.
So there's a romance brewing between Deadshot and Harley Quinn because she's like waiting for him. It's like, what else am I going to do? Blah, blah, blah.
And then she's the only one that's there
Yeah, it's just weird. I don't
willing to do it.
Don't like. I don't believe this shit. They end up going to a bar.
This is like meant to be the bonding moment of the movie.
Like shawarma. Where the team gets worse. Together. So fucking bad. Like everything seems so forced. You hear the backstory of how he killed his wife and kids.
No, pretty heavy.
It's like unnecessary, really.
It is pretty unnecessary. And yeah, pretty cringe. Like, that's there are cringy parts of this, but also, like, I don't know, it's like camp or something.
It's so funny, though. We actually see a flashback of where they're at the subway and the bomb.
Oh, that was for the
dumb. How dumb is that? Like, what do you actually get?
What, new information?
No. Yeah, you get no new information. It's supposed to like this big moment.
Perspective of the event.
You get nothing. All you just know is that, like, she left the bomb with Rick Flag. It's all you know.
Maybe it's just a reminder that there's a bomb there.
Who gives a fuck? Oh, my God. You just say, yeah. Oh, no. They should have showed this at the original time. Just so crazy how it kind of pissed me off.
They didn't trust the audience.
Yeah, fuck the audience, eh? This is why I feel like I'm getting fucked. Yeah, I do like what Jordan just said. Normals are setting on the dryer.
That should be, that's a t-shirt that's on a, like, that's a slogan on a t-shirt at JJ's.
Yeah. Well, like, her makeup is erotic, though. Like, she's got, like, the droopy eyeliner and
the
shit.
Red, blue,
like smudged makeup. Just like she's had sex. That's what it looks like. That's the image it conjures up for me. Because I get damn dirty with my girl, could. Bro.
Okay, brother. You do you think it's because she's just wife, been fighting say. And she's been sweaty?
Yeah, mate. No, it's definitely sexy. Everyone can agree on that.
Sexy, like King Killer Croc, right?
Yeah.
Did he say, I'm beautiful?
And it's kind of weird though, because the croc does say, yeah, I'm beautiful on the outside, even though she just literally said,
You're ugly. On inside and outside.
Yeah. And then she goes, you're right, you are beautiful. Like, she changes her mind. It's just so dumb.
It's like, yeah, I'll fuck you too.
Yeah. So Rick Flag comes in and says, you guys are all free to go. Thing is, she was already free to go.
Yeah, but she's crazy.
She's crazy, right? Well, who gets up and walks out straight away? Is it Captain Boomerang?
I think he goes, like, yeah.
Yeah, fuck you, I'm out. Even though he doesn't, like, he just comes back. It's kind of dumb. Like, I hate it. But yeah, so Deadpool's Deadshot is pissed off that
the notebook style. Yeah, he wrote me every day.
His daughter's been writing him. He doesn't know.
I wrote you every day.
For some reason, this convinces him to help her. Like, I said, even if I drag you there. This whole thing about, well, we'll get this Navy SEALs to, like, get the bomb. We have a guy who can swim underwater and breathe underwater and is super quick. They end up doing that, but it's just so funny how they don't utilize him. Like, he's been really doing not much at all. But yeah, this is our climax now.
We made it, guys.
Finally made it.
Do you want to talk about the drone boomerang?
Yeah, drone boomerang is cool. He throws it in there. Like, you can see what they're in for. They end up sneaking up on him, and then they get, like, these flashes of, like, imagery of a better life. So Deadshot imagines killing Batman. Like, this has solved
his
problems.
That's his dream.
That's his
bullshit.
Dream.
Shouldn't it be with his family?
Well, the thing is, like, it's kind of reliving the moment where he got, like, taken by Batman.
He knew he had him,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's going to be like, okay, I killed Batman, now I can be happy with my daughter. But would you guys watch this movie? We have, like a normal-looking Jared Leto, a normal-looking Margot Robbie, like, two beautiful people raising a family. What do you guys think about that?
Yes.
You guys, would you guys watch that? It actually looked pretty cool, eh?
Both of them look good.
Yeah, both
of
them look good.
It, like, instantly just reminded me of bloody Wolf of Wall Street, because she literally has her hair like that several times in Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, true. I do like Jared Leto, but he just makes some shit decisions.
Patrick Bateman-esque.
Yeah. What is that, Paul? Wait, what is that?
Paul Allen.
Anyway,
how old is Jared Leto? Because, damn, now I'm, like, reviewing his...
He's, like, in his 50s.
Yeah, holy shit. But he still looks pretty... Like, he's decently young-looking. Yeah.
Yeah, he still looks pretty decent. He still looks like he could play 40, like early 40s, and probably late 30s if you had a push. But no, so pretty much El Diablo pitches his wife. She's alive, and she's like, no, this shit ain't real. And, like, he owns up to what he does. It's Tony shaking his head because it's cringe. I'm a bad guy. I love it. Whatever he says. So the plan is you got to get him in the corner of the room. El Diablo gets, like, transformed into, like, a skeleton flame monster. It's pretty cool.
It's a good twist. I thought that was decent.
Yeah. Like, he's, like, very powerful. He almost takes out the thing itself.
I thought the demons knew each other. Like,
yeah, maybe. It's, like, kind of like the same world.
That history. Like, they're both gods in a sense.
One's, like, a flame god, and one's, like,
some Egyptian looking.
Yeah. So Scott Eastwood kind of, like, kills himself to save everyone. He doesn't get much of a send up, but he blows up the bomb, which kills the Diablo and the other guy. You see, like, Amanda Waller, like, hanging upside down with, like, a blue little umbilical cord for her ear, giving information about where to target all these military bases and shit. And the people are freaking out, like, how does she know?
Is she at least in pain when this is happening? I feel like she's in...
I don't know. It's pretty hectic. Looks pretty hectic. Yeah. And then they end up getting a fist fight with her. She's teleporting around, kicking everyone's ass. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool scene. Slow motion. Like, it's fucking pretty boring.
I think one of them should have died in this scene.
Killed one. They should have, yeah, 100%.
Kill Killer Croc.
Yeah. Killer Croc's the only one that really fights her well, though, because he ends up fucking her up. Anyway, so she's like, okay, you guys show some fight. It's your one last chance.
No, you won mercy.
Oh, that's right. You won mercy. Shake my head. I'll give you one more chance to, like, side with me. And, of course, this is the most obvious shit. She's going to, like, not side with her, but Harley Quinn, weakest character. She saves the day. And, like, I don't understand, like, why the hell does she even want some, like, regular chick on her side? Like, what the hell? Like, she does nothing for you. Just turn into a black thing. The black thing's more powerful than she is.
Well, I mean, but, like, Harley Quinn, like, lives in the modern age and actually knows how shit works. And
she won't feel threatened,
remember,
too.
She was, like, from an ancient time. And she was scared of machines and shit.
She, like... grabs a katana or whatever it is off the ground, slices her chest, rips her heart out, and then we get this slow motion scene of them throwing the bomb with
the
heart in it.
The portal thing that makes no sense.
In the portal. I didn't
describe any interest to anybody.
Yeah, and he shoots it. But then before he's about to pull the trigger, he sees his daughter in front of him. It's like a moment. Does anyone want to bring up anything in this scene, or can we just skip it?
No, this is so boring.
I don't know. There's
no tension at all.
What, did you like the daughter showing up? I think that was all right, but
it was a nice little bit. But also, yeah, they could have. I don't know. It seems predictable. It's nothing like super crazy.
Now, imagine this: Tom Hardy's there with
Tom
this
Hardy's
heart
begging to be Rick Flag,
and he's like, and he's going, "Please, don't make me squeeze this shit. It's a potential to give a good performance here. Like, it's breaking you up. You have to kill the one you love. Like, this is like in the script. This is the part where actors will sign on for it."
It had no impact because we didn't fucking understand
anything
to do with their love.
No one cares. Yeah, no one cares. It's like wasted screen time.
Cares.
I don't care.
Womp, womp. No one cares.
So they think they're all free. Like, they're happy they've won, but Amanda Waller rocks up with the killer app again saying, yep.
I'm back, baby. I'm a
you guys are going back
off.
To prison. So we do all that work. What do we get out of it? And he's like, you get 10 years off your sentences. But somehow Deadshot's like, no, I at least want to see my daughter. And they see the daughter. I don't know. It's just weird, though. This part.
Cute. Talk about the cutting of people and the buildings and the angles.
Yeah.
You know, the homework.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Watching it, I was like, you don't need to like all your characters. The thing is, I wanted you to like everyone. It's just annoying. Like,
well, if you like them, you care about them. And that's what they want. So there's tension in scenes, but. I didn't like any of these characters. I could take or leave any of them.
Then we have the part where I think this is in the trailer, this song, the Queen song comes up.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, this song was a banger song. Deadshot's there. He's got the letters now. Like, everyone has, like, little perks in their cells. Harley Quinn's got a coffee machine. She's having, like, some nice coffee. And then the Joker breaks in. And I said this at the start of the... plot breakdown where he says, let's go home. And I was like, okay, thank God, because I was thinking the same thing.
You didn't even mention the best bit that, like, Killer Croc has, like,
what was the best bit?
A TV with, like,
yeah, I said, he's got, I said they got
dance.
Perks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he's got
perks.
BET, right? That's what he wanted?
Yeah, he got something, but
like
as I
an
said.
Entertainment channel.
Yeah. All right, so let's go to final thoughts. Let's end this puppy.
Fine.
Go first before he starts coughing again.
Did you want to talk about the after credit scene?
That's what I was just going to say.
I didn't watch the after credit scene, but yeah, you get tell me what happens.
Fucking pretty much Ben Affleck is talking.
Ben Affleck's in it.
Yeah, Ben Affleck's
in it. And he's smoking a cigarette forlornly from the balcony, looking sad.
No, he's talking to, what's her name, Waller?
Yeah.
Talking about, like, I want the files, and she gives him the files. It's all about the Aquaman, the Flash, so he can find them.
So the Justice League thing.
Yeah, and then he's like, you better shut down your friends. Or until my friends shut down your friends or some bullshit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and so, alluding to Justice League. Yeah.
Justice League will
to lead into the movie.
Shut them down.
Justice League would easily, like, solo. Like, Aquaman could beat everyone in the,
easily.
Yeah,
easily.
In the Suicide Squad.
Flash would kill.
Yeah, Flash is OP though. All right, so let's go some final thoughts. Don't worry about the final scene. This movie disappointed me back in 2016. This movie still disappoints me. It has its brief moments of like goodness, but it's surrounded by trailer garbage. I give this movie a 4 out of 10 just because.
Oh shit! 4 out of 10. Damn.
I just, like the needle drops and Harley Quinn. And sometimes Will Smith save this from the absolute wreck it is. Hopefully, I don't watch this movie again.
Oh my God.
I don't need to watch this again. And I can still live a happy life.
Twice is enough for me.
Yeah. So that's your.
Twice.
Is that your final thought? Is this your final thoughts, Tony?
Yeah, I'm not going to watch this shit ever again. Have I watched it?
Tony, would you ever watch the highlights to this movie? Or
highlights?
Yeah, the highlights of this movie. Or Hudson Hawk 4 times in a row?
Hudson Hawk 4 times.
Wow, you guys are crazy. Like I know it like wasn't the best movie ever, but holy shit, guys. I feel like you're biased towards my movies.
No, Tom, I want to know, Tom, you get a biased movie on DVD. What's the rating that's not even DVD?
This is
what's the lowest rating?
My lowest rating is if it's on my hard drive and it free up
VCR.
Space, I'm deleting this fucking thing first.
So this thing's gonna be deleted.
Yes, this is the delete pile. This is gonna be and it's gonna end up in my rubbish bin.
So you actually downloaded the movie to begin with, though, so that's bad.
If I didn't pay for this shit.
I'm paying for this shit.
I'll probably end up with the Suicide Squad. I'll end up in prison, cunt.
I'm Netflix, so it wasn't that bad.
Netflix.
Jordo, what did you... Come on. You owe our audience an apology.
Nah, because it's good talking points because we do get to kind of critically tear it up a little bit. But yeah, like, first watch, I really, really enjoyed it. Upon reflection and upon... developing my critical thinking skills a bit more, my frontal lobe. It's really not the best movie ever, is it? It's very jumbled, too much shit going on at once, not one set cohesive storyline. A lot of the dialogue is like cheesy, or it just seems like it's from like a teen drama, something like that, teen comedy. Yeah, like you kind of touched on, Will Smith and Margot Robbie are highlights, as is the awesome score. And because of that, I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10.
Soundtrack. Oh, fuck me. And would you watch the movie again, Jordo?
Yeah, I would because Harley Quinn's in it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's pretty funny how, like, they've just sold this movie all on Margot Robbie. I'm pretty sure all the promotional stuff. And let's go to our next segment, Oscar picks. I'll go first. I'm going to pick the soundtrack, whoever did that, all the needle drops and shit. When you're a trailer editor, shit's easy for you.
It's not that good either.
They must have spent so much money on copyright.
I liked it. I liked Seven Nation Army. I liked all the other songs, The Queen.
Would you buy the soundtrack?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good. Like it's a good mixture. It's a good montage.
Purple Lamborghini is also good, and that was an original.
All right. So, Jordan, who are you giving your Oscar to? Is it going to be Margot Robbie? Is it going to be Enchantress?
CGI? I do like Margot Robbie, but I feel like... like, in terms of being, like, an Oscar-worthy performance and something that should be praised, like, for decades to come, probably not. You know what I mean? It is good. She bodies the character.
What are you going to give it to this movie?
I don't know. Like,
give it to makeup, then. That's what actually won an Oscar, if you want to go down that.
Yeah, I will do that. Thank you. I will.
Tony?
Now Tony's left with nothing.
Tony's giving it to Leto.
So... So it could be 3 in a row Joker performances.
Yeah, that's right. No, well, I like the leapfrog tactic.
Yeah, okay. So the next guy won.
Nicholson didn't win it. Ledger won it. Leto lost it. Joaquin Phoenix won it. Even though Tony said it's not that good of a performance, but it's his words, not mine. Let's go to how would you end this movie? I would end it by not even making the motherfucker.
No, you kill all the characters, right?
Yeah, actually, yeah, I kill all the motherfuckers. Actually, I'll end the movie the same way. No, actually, I'll just watch The Suicide Squad. That's how I'll change the movie. Oh, you
wow.
guys, how would you guys
that's
do
crazy.
It?
I'll
change the whole fucking movie. I'll make sure the Joker's the only villain. That's my big change.
All right. Jordan?
At the end of the movie, when Viola Davis comes out, like, holding the fucking iPad ready to kill everyone, Deadshot just shoots her in the head.
Awesome. All right, so... Jordan,
yeah.
What I've skipped, I kind of jumbled this podcast because the editors fucked me up. What movie are we doing next? Let's just say we can guess
all
our
right.
theme of our second choice.
Are you ready?
Clues.
You guys are going to be much, yes. much happier. Okay.
We're ready.
So, am I doing 3 clues?
Yep.
All right. All right. Don't so it's a movie that we've been talking about on the pod quite a bit recently. Like it's come up a few times since we started the pod.
No, so yeah, so it's a movie we've talked about but not covered yet.
Yeah.
All right, next clue.
It has a wide multicultural cast with quite a good lead male role. Lead male cast member, and we've watched a few movies where he's also a lead male character in other movies that we've watched. That didn't make any sense.
Inglourious Bastards.
Fuck off. How did you guess, bro? How did you guess
because
that?
Because you've definitely brought this up before and you said you wanted to cover it soon.
Beetlejuice.
And you said multicultural because I know there's German.
Oh,
English,
my God, Shane, you're an animal. You're a freak. French. I was really, I had my like third clue.
I actually watched
prepped.
This movie like a week ago, so.
Oh, yeah. You should have taken notes.
I told you about the Bijou fact.
That's what I mean. That's Sam. Why I was like,
yeah, Sam, I told you.
We've talked about it heaps.
Yeah, true. No, it's
so
awesome.
Are you excited? That one's a bit more to your taste, a bit more keen
for
that one.
Yeah, first Tarantino, right?
First Tarantino. We did talk about Tarantino briefly in Little Nicky, Tony. I thought you liked that.
Oh, yeah, it's funny. She beast.
Why are you taunting me?
What did you give that one out of 10, Shane? I'm going to rewatch that and see what one you gave Little Nicky out of 10.
Tony is so fucked up. Tony just coughed into a napkin and wiped his eyes with it. It seemed
like. Tony just reinfected himself.
I can't watch this. I'm going to struggle so hard in this. All right.
Bro, this is the start of 28 Days Later.
Yeah, no. Let's go kill it.
Is there going to be a sequel?
Yeah.
28 Years Later?
Put the thing behind your ear, mate, so I don't pick it up on the microphone. This guy's fucked, eh? You got to edit this episode, bro. I hope you know that. I'm going to show you how to do it. I'm going to edit it.
Well,
all right, so let's go to our last segment.
Killer Croc.
Killer Croc puns.
Killer Joe.
All right, so there's heaps of deaths in this. Should have been more because of the title. Come on, someone give him a pun.
What do you mean with some kind of suicide squad? Sorry.
I'll go with.
Can you make that? You got to make that the leading quote, bro.
Yeah,
and then that's the name of the movie.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good. So I'm gonna go with Harley Quinn smashing someone's head and goes home run. Like that shit's always good,
bro. That I'm surprised that wasn't a fucking bit in the movie. Like, low key.
Yeah,
that should have been a line.
I want to do one for Common's death because
Common's death.
You know, the common, in the strip club.
You want to touch her? You want to touch her?
Like you're a bad bitch. Oh, no, it's not like that.
Bad doggy.
Hang on, I'm looking up something. I got to double check that I've got it right. Oh, no.
Jordan's getting character names right and shit.
Well, it doesn't make any sense. Like, you know when Slipknot dies?
Yeah.
Like, so when he dies, someone goes, oorah, but it's just Korn. That's Korn, not Slipknot, so it doesn't make any sense. Maybe that's what they could have done. They went, oh, wait, no, that's Korn.
Isn't that Disturbed? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. I don't know. I think it's Korn, bro. Can you put the actual sound right in?
I think it's Korn.
It's not even fucking Slipknot, so it doesn't even make any sense.
That's just really funny, though. Yeah, Slipknot. So a Slipknot song into
that could be the so bit. They, someone makes that noise and go, and then someone else is like, bro,
it's good,
that's
it's a good needle
Korn.
Drop. That's actually quite accurate. What was Tony's one again? What was Tony saying? Tony one sucked, I think.
Common.
You didn't even have one, though. You said, I want to do one. Yeah, and Jordan just trounced you, bro.
We can't even see that death, though.
All right. Well, I want to end with Jordan's. It's actually quite good.
Yeah.
I think we did this. If you watched the one, Jordo, there's a diddle drop when they do that and that. Oh, wow. So like blow up.
Oh,
like
the dude doing the karaoke? So, is that what you're talking about?
No, no, no. If the one, it's got Jet Li and it's like a multi-dimensional, like.
Sick.
Prison thing that he's going to get sent to, and then this mouse like crawls up with like a bomb on its back and it detonates, but as it detonates the song goes she just goes crazy. So fucking funny. Okay, let's just Jordan do the rate, review, subscribe, promote the podcast.
All right, thanks for listening, guys. Sorry that my movie was so sad. I'm going to go cry in my room now.
Yeah,
but anyways, you know, give it a rate. give us a heart or whatever the fuck it is on Spotify. Follow us. Tell your mum.
Yeah.
Tell your dad. Tell Uncle Bob.
We need next month's recommendation too.
Flick us an email. Tell us what other shitty movie you think we should do. Or maybe you could even tell us a good one.
We can do a good movie. Well, this thing, Glorious Bastards, is good. And I feel like, Jordan, I want to guess your theme. Is it just like
Fumble?
Ensemble squads or something?
Not really. Okay. You're getting there, but not really.
Or was it movie star-led teams?
No.
Okay, so Will Smith and then Brad Pitt. All right, all good. End it. We'll see you next week on Inglourious Basterds.
Woo! Bye.
Tony, say something.
Bye.
Fuck this guy. You don't know me. I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't know me. Over the goddamn gate. Come on, guys. Don't waste my time. Secrecy! Put your heads out of your ass! Boss is on deck! And don't tell me what to do! Oh! Round 14, open the premiere. Stay back. She moves, fire up, alright? You gonna come down from there or what?